Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. Woo! Today is going to be quite the episode. We are diving into this concept called adrenal fatigue. And if you are any type of high achiever, high performer, athlete, entrepreneur, business owner, or even somebody who just works in corporate, this applies all across the board, and you may or may not have experienced this. But really what we want to touch on here, and what we're going to talk about in this episode, is having the awareness of what adrenal fatigue actually is, because it's a real thing, and how to actually prevent it. More importantly, how to take care of yourself throughout the process so that you don't experience it. And if you are, some tips and tricks on what you can do to start to shift that so you can get back to living your best life, which is really what we're here for. So Dan, why don't you go ahead and start us off and share a little bit about what adrenal fatigue actually is?
Oh God, adrenal fatigue sucks. I had it. It's the worst. So your adrenals are responsible for producing adrenaline, right? But essentially responsible for giving you energy and keeping it stable throughout the day. So when your adrenals are fatigued, that means that your energy production is all out of whack. We'll talk about how you can get it in a second, but I remember when I was suffering from that. Oh God, it's like I needed multiple cups of coffee to stay awake throughout the day. But if I didn't have the coffee, it wasn't that I fell asleep. It was that I just became a zombie and I couldn't actually sleep. At night, my adrenals were so out of whack, I couldn't sleep at all. And so it was this crazy double hit where I couldn't sleep enough because my adrenals were jacked up, but I couldn't stay awake enough because my adrenals were jacked up. I had to drink massive amounts of caffeine to get through the day, but that also made my sleep even worse. And I started feeling really weak. It just fried my energy. I was never fully energetic either, even after getting a night of sleep, which by the way, was a terrible night of sleep. I'd wake up all the time and the quality of sleep would be garbage. And I'd sleep a lot less. So I'd stay asleep a lot less. But even if I got like a decent night of sleep for me back then and had a lot of coffee, the maximum I felt like I'd ever fully be awake was like 60% of what I really could have been. It can actually get pretty dangerous, right? Because when your adrenals really get super fatigued, your body just doesn't have energy. You just can't function. You can be hospitalized for it. If it gets bad enough, you can actually die from it. So this isn't just a wah, I'm tired kind of thing. This is a very serious physical condition, and it can take you months to fully recover after you get it, especially if you're on the deeper levels. There are multiple levels. We don't need to go into it, but there are levels of severity. When you get into the deeper levels, you need medical supervision. They might even keep you in the hospital until you're fully back, which could be months at a time, like I said. It's a serious thing.
And the more serious part about this is that a lot of high achievers, a lot of high performers experience it and they don't even realize that they have it, which is why we wanted to bring this up, because we know that a lot of you who tune into this podcast and tune into what we teach are adamant about wanting to perform at a higher level, about wanting to create your best life. And it's important to be aware of some of the effects that may and or may not happen if you're not careful, aware, and cautious about how you're taking care of yourself. You know, Dan, you mentioned that you experienced adrenal fatigue. And I know more recently, especially when I was going through the bikini competition, I definitely hit a plateau. And it was intense, not just the level of constant exhaustion, just as Dan was talking about, but the level of anxiety and depression that came with it as well, of just constantly feeling on edge. And similar to what Dan was mentioning, feeling like you need caffeine just to get through the day. But then the caffeine would make me so anxious because my heart would be beating so fast. And then my blood pressure was so low. I can remember very clearly being on a sales call at one point. And when I was on that sales call with this woman, I literally had to stop halfway through the call because I literally felt like I was going to pass out. And it scared the living out of me. At that point, it was like, okay, so this isn't just you being tired. This isn't you needing to push yourself anymore. And I think that's the mistake that a lot of us high achievers will make, is we want to push ourselves. And so it's becoming aware of when it's time to actually slow down and pay attention to what your body's saying. Let's explore a little bit about where it comes from and why you get it. And I've touched on this a little bit. A big component is you pushing yourself a little too hard, a little too long. And what that looks like is consistently living with stress, right? And it doesn't necessarily need to be just the stress of working out really hard. It can be an emotional stress, right? Or just a mental stress of maybe just a very demanding career and years of operating at that level where you're constantly needing to drink a ton of coffee to get through the day. And you're constantly living in these emotional states of overwhelm, our frustration, our exhaustion, our anxiety even, over an extended period of time, because you're not giving your body time to rest and recover and recuperate, it starts to burn you out. You'll hear people joke around about burnout, but it's a real thing. And that's probably one of the first symptoms around you starting to experience adrenal fatigue.
Yeah, there's another very important component of pushing yourself like that, and that's just stress. Because stress taxes your adrenals. When you're really stressed out, you're pushing adrenaline and cortisol into your blood at a much higher rate. And so that's just putting pressure on those guys. Now, here's the thing. I know as a high achiever, as a high performer, it's really easy to get into this mindset of like, nope, you know, I don't get stressed, or, you know, I feel stressed. I feel a lot of it, but I manage it. That's, excuse me for saying it, that's your ego getting in your own way, okay? Because you are a human and you're not immune to stress. None of us are. And I don't care how well you think you manage it. If you feel it, it's having an impact on your adrenals. If then, because you're so stressed out, you're pushing yourself, like Sophie is saying, that you're drinking many cups of coffee, I'm going to say any more than three is too much. Caffeine also taxes your adrenals. So you may think, oh, the stress isn't that bad. Okay, but let's add up all the things that might be happening. Pushing yourself too hard, not really listening to your body when you need to rest. Then you're drinking a lot of caffeine to make up for that. Then you're feeling a lot of stress from whatever's going on in your life and your business and handling all of that. Then, you know, you're not sleeping as much because all of this stuff put together, right? Like bit by bit by bit starts really punching your adrenals. Then all of a sudden, you might find yourself needing 4 cups of coffee, 5 cups of coffee to get through the day. These are real big warning shots, right? This is really letting you know something's wrong here. You shouldn't need 4 or 5 cups of coffee. You shouldn't even need 3 in order to get through the day. I'm not talking about like be wired, but like just getting through the day. And these are symptoms that you are taxing your adrenals too much. Remember, feeling stressed and acknowledging that is a good thing. It's not a sign of weakness. It's not a sign that you are not good enough. It's not a sign that you can't handle the job or your life. Feeling anxiety is a natural part of life. We all do it in various times of life. And it doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how successful you are. It doesn't matter how happy you are. Anxiety doesn't contradict any of that. What contradicts it is ignoring it. It's saying that for some reason, you're the one person on the planet who doesn't feel it. Sweeping it under the rug, that contradicts all of your success and your happiness because it'll only build. So treat yourself with that love to say like, hey, it's okay to feel it. It's okay to need rest. It's okay to need to slow down. It's okay to feel like you're burning out and to give yourself some space so that you can recover and that you can treat your adrenals right.
One of the other things that you can tune into as well is just your emotional state. Because when you're operating at a place of massive stress, oftentimes you'll find that you're not living from elevated emotional states very frequently. And oftentimes you'll see people want to kind of take the edge off, as you'll hear it, by going out and grabbing a beer or going out and eating a drink or smoke or whatever it is that you need to do. But if you're finding that the only way that you can feel any type of elevated emotional state is through some sort of substance that you need, that's the first, again, just another little trigger to know that, something's going on if I can't produce that elevated emotional state from just myself. You want to be able to know that if I want to feel happy or if I want to feel grateful or if I want to feel anything else other than exhaustion, frustration, stress, and anxiety, that I can do that without needing to induce that for myself from some outside source.
Yeah. So one of the best prevention techniques is really to be able to rely entirely on yourself. Sophie, you're telling me that you just kind of ditched your pre-workout stuff. I ditched it a while back also because of that. Like, oh my God. First of all, pre-workout stuff is super fun. I'm not going to lie, right? Because it gives you like 3 cups of coffee worth of caffeine and all sorts of other fun shit that it puts into your veins. So you feel like you're Superman or Superwoman. You get this jolt of energy that you can lift and do anything. But hey, that is fucking up your adrenals. And if you take it every day, you are headed down a very interesting road, especially if you drink coffee afterwards. Like I would do pre-workout in the morning to go to work out. And then afterwards, I'd have like 3 cups of coffee during the day. And afterwards, I'd go to bed really late. And I would work on the weekends and I wouldn't give myself time to rest. No wonder I gave myself adrenal fatigue. No wonder, especially because I would drink on the weekends and all substance after substance after substance just to feel okay. The more you can stay away from that, the more you can just rely on yourself. I can go to natural sources, eat good food to give yourself the energy you need. Rest. Give yourself time. Maybe you do have to work on the weekends right now for what you're doing, but give yourself some breaks, right? Or one day that you can just chill and do nothing. By the way, running around and doing errands on your day of rest is not your day of rest. I mean, chilling the fuck out, you know? I don't care if that means lying on a couch, going to a beach, reading a book, watching movies, just hanging out with friends, but like, chill, do something for you. Make sure you have that as part of your routine. Do something every day, by the way, that helps you rejuvenate and take care of yourself. Whatever that means. Really, whatever that means, whether it's reading or learning or watching a documentary, meditating, doing Tai Chi, I don't care, whatever. Like, give yourself a little TLC every day. Helps you bring yourself back to balance, lowering the amount of adrenaline that's being produced. Checking out the amount of coffee that you're drinking is also a really good thing. And taking care of your sleep. Sleep's really important. I know we think like, oh, I have too much work, you know, I can't sleep. But the less sleep you get, the closer you get to burnout, the closer you get to adrenal fatigue. And trust me, if you burn out or you get your adrenal fatigue, you're not going to be doing any work at all. You're actually doing even more work by sleeping even more right now, not less.
Mm-hmm. And the other big thing too is really looking at your hormones, your hormonal imbalances, especially for the women out there, and tuning into what's actually happening in your body. Again, if you're somebody who maybe just in your diet alone, you're not getting enough magnesium or enough calcium or enough zinc, again, whatever your lifestyle is, these can be one of the many things that are contributing to the fact that you're experiencing and you're feeling what you're feeling. So number one, having a nutritional lifestyle, whatever that may be for you, that supports your hormonal balance, but also making sure it supports you having all the vitamins and nutrients that your body needs to operate at its best level. You won't be depending on the caffeine anymore to make you feel good because you're taking care of all of your nutrients and your vitamins and your supplements. And ideally, you want to be getting as much of that as possible from your nutrition, your food. But anything that, again, you maybe can't necessarily get from your food, or you need to get more of it than what you can consume on a daily basis, and looking into, and again, I would highly encourage speaking to an actual health professional who can assess that for you and let you know, hey, you need to be taking more magnesium or calcium. As you start to do that, and as you start to, like Dan mentioned, depend on a more natural lifestyle where you become the resource versus constantly seeking other things outside of you, you'll be amazed at how different you feel on a daily basis. And ideally, it's going to take some time, especially if you've been operating at a high stress, high strung level for an extended period of time. Give yourself time to rest and to recover. And we're talking about this in this actual component specifically because it does relate directly to your health and wellness. You pushing yourself to work out 6-7 days a week, trying to get your body to a certain level when you're already stressed out and you're already tired and you're exhausted and you're also drinking a bunch of pre-workout to get through your workout, I'm talking about myself here, is not serving you. It is not serving you. If anything, it's just making it so much worse because you're not going to be able to function normally. It's, again, such an important topic, especially for those of you listening to this episode, because we want to do it all. We want to be superhuman. We want to be superheroes and build a business and make a ton of money and have a bunch of impact or whatever it is that you want to do in your own life. And you're human. You are a human. There's no denying that. So really getting adamant about a self-care routine is huge, and making your self-care a non-negotiable. And I know for especially the women that are listening to this podcast, so many of you, especially the mama bears out there, put yourselves last. And that is one of the most dangerous things that you can do. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, you're never going to be able to take care of anything or anyone else, including your business, your family, whatever it is. Making your self-care routine a non-negotiable is the most important thing that you can do to, number one, prevent adrenal fatigue, but more importantly, for you to create a more optimal health and lifestyle.
And for the guys, I know it's fun to be a machine. You know, I can do everything. I'm, you know, the best guy in the room. I'm the smartest one. I can get more done. I can achieve everything. I've got these big goals, and it feels really good to kick ass and take names. I get it. Totally get it. And also, the best athletes know when to rest. Resting is actually part of their routine because they know that it'll give them the opportunity to replenish their resources. If you really wanted to be the badass on top of the mountain, you really want to dominate your market, you want to kick ass and take all the names, then you would also rest. And you would also pay attention to your stress levels and your anxiety. And you would treat yourself. You'd have fun and rest as part of your routine because it lowers your stress and anxiety. You know, there's a reason that now we have more young, healthy men having heart attacks and strokes and weird things early, like in their 50s. That shouldn't happen. But it's what happens when you just become a machine and you forget that you're a human. You're not a machine. And even machines, when you work them like that tirelessly, you know, nonstop forever, they break down too. We want to make sure that you give yourself the best chances of achieving your goals in the ways that really makes you feel good and that they're sustainable. And going back to the fitness thing, when you're working out, you go to the gym and that's when you tear your muscles. But when you rest, that's actually when they get stronger. You don't get stronger in the gym. You get stronger out of the gym. So it's the same sort of deal, right? It's like sleep. Sleep is so critical for you to think well, perform well, incorporate knowledge and wisdom into your mind and into your memory. It's not a cop-out from work. Going to sleep, that's not ditching work. That is work. That's part of your work. So I really want you to consider these different sort of, let's not even call them prevention strategies, but they're like performance strategies to make sure that you can perform as best as you can for as long as you can and feel as good as you can throughout the whole thing. Just remember that. All right, you guys, I get it, but you're also a human.
I love this. You are a human. One more time. You are a human being. I can't say it enough. I know that we all want to be invincible. I can be the testament for the women out there. And I think Dan is willing to be the testament for the men out there.
Sure.
We're all human. There's no avoiding it. No amount of caffeine or pre-workout is going to take care of that. And with that being said, guys, we really hope that if you're in a space right now where maybe you're starting to recognize, oh crap, some of the things you guys are talking about resonate with where I'm at right now, or I'm feeling, or I'm experiencing that, or that's relevant to me, take some time to really, really slow down and tune into what's present for you in your life, in your lifestyle, especially. And my encouragement, some of the tips and tricks that I've been taking more recently, especially having experienced adrenal fatigue, and I'm sure Dan will share some of the things that he's had to do as well. Diet change has been tremendous. And just shifting what I eat, cutting caffeine out completely, which was hard at first, but also sleeping. Just as Dan was mentioning, I think I took a week of literally sleeping like 10 to 12 hours a day. My body was so exhausted. And then giving it the right nutrients and then drinking a ton of water. And then also, as counterproductive as it sounds, decreasing my workload, which actually allowed me to be more productive because I was spending the time on things that I needed to instead of doing all of these other things that didn't actually make sense for me to be doing. And that may mean for you delegating, hiring team, or maybe it's just looking at ways that you can start to become more productive in the time that you're working, which is just you showing up with a more mentally clear state of mind. So those are some of the biggest things. And I would say if it is something that's serious, to reach out to professional help, especially somebody who can help you more so from the naturopathic perspective of actually looking at not just, okay, let's take some drugs for it, but actually let's look at what's happening inside of your blood and inside of your hormones so that you can start to rebalance that.
All those are beautiful, beautiful tips. I'll add from my perspective, the thing that I really needed to learn and incorporate into my habits were just checking in with myself and being really honest and open without trying, you know, to be manly, trying to be the machine. Just check in, well, how's my anxiety? How's my stress? How am I feeling? How have I been feeling? How has that been impacting me? And just taking a moment of reflection just to really see where I'm at, to see whether I'm going in the right direction or I need to change things. I think that can be a very powerful first step to see whether you need to make the changes that Sophie is talking about and then acting on it as fast as you possibly can. And that's your task for this episode, is to review. Really take a hard look and see whether your habits are promoting sustainability, promoting even less stress and anxiety, promoting even greater health, or whether some things need to shift with respect to the different symptoms or the habits or the sort of warning signals that we've explained throughout this episode.
On that note, guys, we will see you in the next episode.
Peace out, Cub Scouts.